On January 12th, picking first in the Major League Soccer Super Draft, the Montreal Impact selected Duke's Andrew Wenger. It's anybody's guess how Wenger or the other 37 players taken in the draft will fare on the pitch, but six of those may someday make their marks in the galleries of Paris or Soho, because on draft day, those prospects mixed it up at an art museum. Laura Spencer of KCUR in Kansas City was there, and she has this report.
Inside the massive hall at the Nelson Atkins Museum of Art, limestone walls are covered in tapestries flanked by tall black marble columns. Museum patrons Nina Canode and Bob Sloan stopped to sit on a wooden bench after lunch.
I thought it was a very interesting opportunity.
An unusual combination, the art gallery with the soccer.
That's right, soccer in an art gallery. On the eve of the Major League Soccer Super Draft in Kansas City, a handful of MLS prospects, college players in light blue sports jerseys and black shorts, lace up their cleats and get ready to approach a green field. Well, a 200-square-foot green felt canvas centered on the floor of the vast hall. Families, museum staffers, and fans wearing sporting KC jerseys start to gather. Museum director Julian Zugasagoitia grew up in Mexico City. He was educated at the Sorbonne in Paris, and he steps in to MC.
So today you will see that six of the top Major League Soccer prospects who will demonstrate many of their skills in a new skill that is painting.
It's not only members of the art community on hand, but also MLS spokesman Dan Cordemanche, who flew in from New York City to help spark some excitement about the Super Draft picks.
Take a look at them today because they're going to be on the world stage one day. Maybe not for their painting, but for their soccer exploits.
And our players today. Big hand to Tony Cascio. Nick DeLeon.
The six soccer players gingerly pass silver soccer balls back and forth, warming up with knee kicks and headers.
Let's get kicking!
Aluminum trays filled with brightly colored paints line the canvas field. Three players unlace their shoes and plunge their feet into the wet paint. Tony Cascio stamps his feet in light blue, and Nick DeLeon slides in a darker shade. Chandler Hoffman also has some fun spinning on feet dipped in yellow paint.
And you see the elegance of that jump. You can see immediately. Now we're getting into the feeling.
The next group steps with cleats into the paint as Zugasagoitia continues his color commentary.
So another kind of quality now with the cleats on, it will give some different marks and different kind of imprints.
Yep.
Oh. And we almost had an incident, but Casey Townsend survived. No incident here.
According to Zugasagoitia's analysis, the colors yellow and blue are dominating.
Garza, that's just like salsa, cha-cha-cha.
But then the red card is pulled, although no players are forced to leave the field.
We had a first red card. We have a first red card. That means they came too close to the tapestries.
The final stage of play, they stand near the edge of the canvas and nudge soccer balls, dipped in orange, creating zigzags. Museum director Julian Zugasagoitia calls it a splash of art, a splash of spontaneity.
I don't know what Jackson Pollock is thinking today.
It was a lot of fun. It beats staying in my hotel room, so.
University of Connecticut midfielder Tony Cascio, with close-cropped dark hair and a wide smile, painted orange stripes on his cheeks. He says he's taken art classes, but this was his first public art performance.
I was a little nervous at first just with all the people around. I'm not really used to that, but I mean, I guess I got to get used to that now that I'm going to be in the MLS.
Tony Cascio was the 14th pick for the Colorado Rapids.
Can we take a picture?
Yeah.
Stand right there. You ready?
Yep. Let me go. I'll bend down.
University of Maryland forward Casey Townsend mugged for a picture with a few young fans.
I thought it went well. I mean, obviously we've never done anything like that, so it was kind of cool to get out here and experience something you don't do very often.
He also says it was a relief to keep busy before the draft.
A little bit nervous to see where you're going to end up. I mean, it's the start of a whole new life. So there's some nerves there, but I mean, a lot of excitement.
Casey Townsend was selected fifth for Chivas USA. MLS's Dan Cordemanche weighed in on the results.
If they're as creative as they were today on the canvas,
if they're that creative on the field in Major League Soccer, then they're going to be a treat for soccer fans, that's for sure.
Museum Director Julian Sugasagoitia says arts and sports can go hand in hand.
Definitely the arts bring passions into people's lives. The sports, people are very passionate about it. So they're in capturing that passion, I think there's a lot of bridges.
The painting called Creating the Beautiful Game is on permanent display at Live Strong Sporting Park, home of Sporting KC. The 2012 MLS season begins on March 10th. For Only a Game, I'm Laura Spencer in Kansas City.